सूत्रधार में सुनते हैं पंचतंत्र की कहानियां।
प्राप्तव्यमर्थं लभते मनुष्यो दैवोपितं लंघयितुं नाशक्तः तस्मान्न शोचामि ना विस्मयो मे यदस्मदीयं नाहि तत्परेषां।
द सेंट एंड द रैट, दैट इज on the wishes of the creator, and even after working hard, one can never get more than one's fortune. In the region of South India, there was an abbey of Bhagwan Shankar outside the city Mahilaropya, where a monk named Tamrachud used to earn his living by asking for alms from the city. He used to fill his ahangar by eating half of the collected alms and tied the other half in a bundle and hung it on a hook. He used to give that saved alms to the people who cleaned the monastery as their salary. In this way, the maintenance of that monastery was done well. One day, rats living around the monastery set to a mouse named Hiranyak who lived in the monastery.
"We wander here and there to satisfy our hunger, while delicious food is tied in a bundle hanging on a hook. We are not able to reach that hook even after trying. Why don't you help us with something?"
Hearing the words of his companions, Hiranyak reached the monastery with them. He took a high jump. He himself ate the food kept in the bundle and also fed it to his companions. Now this started to happen every day. Due to this, the sanitation workers stopped working as they were not getting their salary, and the saint got upset. The sage tried his best to stop Hiranyak, but as soon as he slept, Hiranyak used to engage in this work. Suddenly, Tamrachud brought a torn bamboo and started banging that bamboo on the ground before sleeping to keep Hiranyak away from the begging bowl. Fearing the attack of the bamboo, Hiranyak used to run away without eating any food. In this way, the whole night, the sage and Hiranyak spent evading each other. One day, a friend of the saint came to his place. The sage welcomed his friend with great love and respect and fed him. While sleeping at night, both the friends started talking. But Tamrachud kept on tossing bamboo on the earth. He could not pay any attention to what his friend was saying. The friend considered this behavior of the Tamrachud as his insult and said,
"I have come to know that you're no longer the earlier Tamrachud. You're not happy with my arrival. That's why you're insulting me like this. You are not listening to me at all. I will leave this monastery of yours in the morning and go somewhere else. You seem to have become arrogant after having found this monastery."
Seeing his friend in anger like this, the monk Tamrachud said, "Friend, how can I make you believe how respectful I am towards you? What you're considering as your insult is my compulsion. A mouse jumps high in the night and eats alms kept in a bundle hanging on a hook, due to which I cannot pay salaries to the staff and the monastery is not cleaned. This mouse has given me sleepless nights. To get rid of it, I keep slamming this bamboo on the ground throughout the night. That is why I am not able to pay attention to your words." The sage's friend said,
"Have you seen his burrow? I think this mouse has grabbed enough food. It is because of so much food that this mouse has so much energy. That is why it can jump so high. You show me the burrow of this mouse at once."
To this, Tamrachud said, "The mouse does not come alone. Their team comes together." The guest asked,
"Do you have a spade to dig the earth?"
Tamrachud immediately brought a spade and gave it to him. Then the guest monk said,
Tomorrow morning you walk with me. We will follow the footsteps of these rats and find their burrows." Hearing this conversation of both the sages, Hiranyak started seeing his death standing in front of him. He began to think that since they had discovered the secret of my power, it would not be difficult for them to find my burrow. Both the sannyasis reached the burrow and started digging the earth with the spade. After grabbing a good amount of food that Hiranyak had stolen from him, the guest said to his friend, "Now forget everything and enjoy a deep sleep. The food that used to give this rat the energy has now gone out. Now it can't jump." Saying this, both of them went to their monastery with food. Hiranyak was very sad because his food got snatched away. He could no longer sleep at night. Then one day, being restless, Hiranyak reached the monastery again in the night with some of his companions. Hearing the chirping of the rats, Tamrachut started slamming the torn bamboo on the ground like before. Tamrachut said, "It seems that the same mouse has come again," the guest said.
"So what happened? Now it was not in his control to jump to such heights. This is the law of this world."
Then Hiranyak thought, "If I keep hovering around the hermit till he falls asleep, I can drag my wealth from under his pillow and bring it home. Then I will become as prosperous as before." Thinking this, Hiranyak also succeeded in reaching the sage's bed at night. But the saint woke up and struck Hiranyak with the broken bamboo he kept with him. Even though Hiranyak survived, he understood that no one else's money could be claimed, and he left the monastery. Lesson. So as we saw in the story how Hiranyak began stealing the alms from Tamrachud to feed himself and his companions with pleasure, because of Hiranyak, Tamrachud started getting very upset. But with the suggestion of a friend, Tamrachud took away all the stolen food from Hiranyak. When Hiranyak went back to steal the food in a fit of rage, he survived a deadly blow of a bamboo stick and realized that the food never belonged to him. That is why it is said, when we steal, it does not become ours. No one can take what belongs to us, and no one can get what is not theirs.